Thank you, John Lennon. Imagine. And imagine now the most wonderful opportunity to hear from Rodney Greenblatt. Thank you, Rodney, for being here.
Thanks.
It's wonderful to have a visitor on July 4th, our Independence Day. And what have you brought us?
Well, I have prepared a little Dharma talk today. Mm. Many people know me as a visual artist.
Yes.
I've been making colorful, weird paintings and sculptures for many years. And they also might know me as the creator of the artwork for the Parappa the Rapper video game in the 1990s. Mm-hmm. But they also might know me from the Rodney Shop.
Yes, your brand new endeavor.
Here in Catskill. But today I'm going to speak to you as a student of Zen, which I've been studying and doing meditation for about 10 years. So I have created a little talk for 4th of July.
Thank you.
All right.
It's wonderful that you're here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I've been listening to your show today, too. It's interesting.
Oh, thank you.
Very alternative view of the 4th of July.
That's one of the great advantages of community creative radio.
It is.
WGXC 90.7. Okay, Rodney.
All right.
It's all yours.
It's a Dharma talk, so it has to start with a bell. Today is the 4th of July, and I'd like to talk about independence. But not independence from the British 241 years ago. In fact, I'd like to let go of the British, and the Americans, and the past, and all the flags and fireworks, and think about a very subtle and powerful kind of independence. The independence from the self. Is it possible to use our own natural awareness to take a break? To take a break from who we think we were in the past, from who we think we are now, and from who we think we could be in the future? What would it be like to let go, even for just a moment, to let go of maintaining our own expectations, upholding our self-image, and comparing ourselves to others? What would it be like to let go of all that? I'm proposing a real and personal freedom that you can celebrate any time. It doesn't have to be the 4th of July. It could be tomorrow, which is the 5th of July, or next week, or it could be right now, in this very moment. The self that I would like to take a break from is the self that is informed by outside sources. The information used to define ourselves that has come from our parents, family, and teachers, from friends, critics, and even from our enemies. TV, movies, books, the internet all have a lot to say about who we are and what we should be doing. I'm not saying that those sources are bad. The fact is that many of them are very important. We have to learn language. We need information on how to survive in this difficult world. But a lot of what we have heard and learned is really just the opinions and beliefs of others. It's worth looking at where the information that you think you know comes from. How can we turn off or just turn down the volume on the self that keeps swallowing and ingesting all these opinions, knowledge, and beliefs? How can we turn off or just turn down the volume of the self that holds us back from being at ease? For centuries, people have been turning off these inner and outer voices with alcohol. That works. So does marijuana, LSD, heroin, cocaine, and all kinds of other drugs. I'm not going to lecture you now about what's bad about all those substances. I think you know. What I'm suggesting is that there is a way, without drugs or alcohol or other distractions, to know yourself independently. Independent of your self-consciousness, your desires, and your ambitions. Independent of your limitations and your pain. Independent of your financial conditions and your disappointments. Independent even of your own knowledge and opinions. I'm not saying there's a way to make all these things go away or that they should go away, but I am saying that you can enjoy a moment of freedom if you want to. There are many ways to open the door to true freedom. The only one that I am confident about is meditation. sitting still for 15 or 20 minutes, following your breath in and out. It sounds too simple and even a little silly in this busy, complicated world, but it isn't silly. It's profound to be a meditator, and anyone can do it. It takes a few minutes of training to get started, and it takes discipline to do it regularly, but it is well worth it. In the quiet of meditation, you'll start to see your mind. You hear and feel your own mind in action, and if you do it long enough, you might ask yourself, "What is this? What am I thinking that? Who or what am I?" You might ask yourself those questions. And when you do, the true gate of independence opens. And what's inside there? I can't say. You have to experience it yourself. I hope what I've had to say is useful and helpful. I think that the Buddha, going back 2,500 years, and all the Zen ancestors going back 1,000 years, only want us to follow the way I've just crudely suggested. They didn't care that much about teaching Buddhism and Zen, but they did want us to awaken and be free. When the Buddha himself saw the morning star and became awake, he felt that all things were also awakened with him. At the same instant. How can that be? Is it possible that our own true freedom, our own awakening, our own independence from the self, is the gateway for everyone else? I'm pretty sure it is, and I want to find out. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great Independence Day.
Rodney.
Yes.
That was amazing. Will you come by every week? I think we need you.
We'll have to discuss that later.
Okay. I think you gave me a new idea, though, to suggest to Vinny on how to start the town council meeting, the village council meetings.
With a Dharma talk?
Yeah, a Dharma talk and meditation. I think it would do us all good. It would certainly do me good.